yes.
Hey, aren't there 50 states?
Dude, some would say 49, but I say 50.
Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas. I can't sing the song. I wish I could. All 50 states. Hey, welcome to the 50th episode of Charlie and Me. Big 50.
Big
5-0. It's a tough birthday to pass, I guess.
Don't people usually give us gifts for like stuff like this?
I thought we would get some. I didn't get any in the mail, did you?
I didn't get anything, no.
Okay, well, my address is... Beep. Send me something in the mail.
Send Chicago, I'll get it.
Chicago. Just Grant City, Chicago. That'll show up. If you're not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're listening, but this is the 50th episode, so you're going to love it. Naturally. If you are our friends and family, we got a fun one lined up. Little college throwback. Be a good time.
Yeah.
So what'd you do this weekend?
What'd you do? No, fine, I'll go first.
Okay, good. First. As always.
Ladies first.
I'll break the silence.
Yeah, gotcha. You got yourself.
This weekend, it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. my mom came in town kind of unexpectedly. It was nice. I got to see her on Saturday, and then I had her birthday dinner for her big birthday on Sunday, which was a good 25? Time.
25 now?
It was the anniversary of her 30th.
Congrats, Mrs. Sody.
So, big one, but it was a lot of fun. I think she wanted to be at home, but she got stuck with me anyway.
So, life.
Yeah, it was nice of her to buy me dinner. but no, it was a good time. Got some groceries. I feel like it's the best time to do grocery shopping is when your mom's in town, and only because they pick out. They know like the right places to go.
The little things too.
Yeah, like the things I forget. Like I had been living here for over 6 weeks and I didn't have any salt and pepper.
How?
I don't know. Every time I went to the store, I forgot to get it, and then I was like, as he holds up his salt and pepper to me, good for you, Charlie. I just literally forgot about salt and pepper, and then I was like, I was cooking chicken and I was like, wow, this kind of sucks. This is not tasty at all. Because there's nothing on it. So I had hot sauce, and I was like, I'll put hot sauce on it. And then my mouth is kind of on fire for the next, like, hour. But what do you do? Anyway, going shopping, I guess in any sort with your mom is usually nice.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. But that was pretty much my weekend, pretty low-key. So, enjoyed it.
I went to Des Moines for the weekend to celebrate my friend Josh. He's been on before. And his fiance, Colton, had a wedding shower. So that was a lot of fun. The first, like, wedding shower, really wedding festivities of, like, my friend's side. Yeah. So it's been, like, family-related, so it's pretty cool, pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. I think my mom loved it more than anyone.
I bet.
That's her scene. That's her scene. She really knows how to mingle. So that was exciting. And then also my sister came down for the weekend, so the whole family was back together.
The gang was back in town.
Yeah. We have pull up to the driveway, it's all full now.
So you got parked on the street? You never feel more of an outcast than when you have to park in the street at your own house.
Didn't have to this week, but I mean we also had my aunt and uncle and my cousin and her husband and their newborn came and visited and stayed with us. So it was just like a mini family gathering
it was packed.
Just a random weekend.
It was packed. Dang.
Yeah.
That's a full 9 yards.
It was like I was calling my mom, making my plans, make sure it was all squared away before I came. And she goes, oh yeah, and blah blah blah's coming and blah blah blah's coming. I was like, jeez, we got everyone.
Yeah, where am I gonna sleep?
Is there something going on? I literally slept in the basement on a cot because I took the couch. Put in my apartment.
Oh, nice. Hey, at least you got a place to sleep. I slept on a floor a couple weekends ago. Like, literally on a floor, and it was just a rug, and it wasn't, like, a comfortable rug. It was just on a floor.
I feel like it's your fault.
It was a bachelor party, and I didn't really know any of the guys. I just didn't want to snuggle up next to some guy I didn't know.
Dude, pull the pole or hold a hole, but never pull the hole.
Yes.
That's the advice my high school assistant cross country coach gave us when we were going like on overnight trips for before meets and stuff.
That's some good advice, I guess. I don't really know how to respond to that at this point in time.
I do.
You're right, Charlie.
Podium time.
Podium. Let's jump on the podium. We got a good one lined up, actually.
I think it's a good one.
This one came out of nowhere. I was thinking about it because I've been...
People even say it came out of left field.
It came out of left field. Definitely. But work snacks, the podium of work snacks. When you're just kind of feeling a little bit, you need a little pick me up. You got to get up, do something. Really, my favorite thing to do is just grab a snack. So, okay. Flip what a coin, Charlie. Heads, I win, tails, you lose.
No.
Okay, heads.
It's tails.
All right, go first.
My first one, trail mix.
That's a good one because that literally takes like half of mine.
I almost always have a big thing of trail mix in one of my drawers.
That's kind of cheating though, because literally all of mine involve something that might be in trail
mix. Nuts, raisins, M&M's.
I don't like raisins. I don't really eat M&M's, but.
So what are you complaining about?
Well, peanuts. that was there, so I have to cross. I'm gonna cross that off now because now it just feels like cheating.
But yeah, trail mix, best of every world.
I think this counts as a snack. But coffee.
I had that written down, so yeah.
Coffee. So yeah.
Coffee slash tea.
Coffee slash tea. I don't like to drink coffee too late in the day, but like if you just get a cup of coffee, and literally I will walk to go get coffee, because it's like an extra time to go get it when I can probably just make like a cheap cup in the office.
So you leave the office to go get coffee?
Sometimes.
Is that because you haven't contributed any K-Cups to the community yet?
Well, yeah, probably because of that. I definitely should do some donating. I feel a little mean. But
you're the take a penny, leave a penny. You're the take a penny guy.
But yeah. Instead of just like saying I'm going to go to the bathroom, I go to get coffee. And then if I have coffee, you also...
You have to go to the bathroom. Yeah,
So it's like a double time killer, But no. I hope my boss isn't listening to this one. I swear I don't do this all the time.
Only on days that end in Y.
Yeah, only on days that end in Y. Yeah.
My second one might be a bit controversial, but I don't care.
I like it.
Gum. Going to go get gum.
Gum is definitely a good one. And well, sometimes you'll just be sitting there and your mouth will just be so dry and you're like, I need something. And then gum.
So when Polar Vortex Day came, I worked from home that day. Working, I was like, I'm missing something. I realized I wasn't chewing. That's how often I chew gum at the office.
And you needed to have that. You're addicted.
I didn't have any gum here, so I had to go without. I'm gumless. He's got no gums.
He's got no gums. I've heard teethless, but gumless. That sounds kind of scary. damn. Yeah, no, I definitely indulge in gum a lot. Just because, especially after lunch. I like it right after lunch, and then you're like, yep, I'm good now. Okay.
I can go to a meeting now.
I feel more presentable, even if I'm not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Goldfish.
Just brings me back to the track meet days. Just that huge goldfish.
Yep. I always feel younger when I eat goldfish. No matter what, like how old I am, I'm always going to feel younger when I eat some goldfish. I don't know why. It gives you a little pep in your step. Eat some goldfish and you're good to go.
It's a young man's food, Grant.
It's a young man's food. I know. I don't have enough of them, but God, I got to get some. I'm going to buy myself like four of those big things of goldfish. The big like milk carton things.
Costco size.
Oh, yeah.
My last one is one that every once in a while on my way out of the office, I'll grab it if I feel like I earned it that day. Peanut butter M&M's.
Ooh. Only if you earned it, though.
Only if I earned it.
That'll go straight to your...
I've been earning it a lot lately.
I've been earning it a lot lately. Fair. All right. I'll take it.
Fruit snacks is one I left off.
One that I used to have, and I don't have it recently. I haven't had it recently in a long time. And I'm not even a big chocolate guy, but a Snickers bar.
You used to be you'd go to SA and get a Snickers bar guy.
Dude, it's like my favorite candy bar is just a good old Snickers bar.
That was my go-to in between baseball games. If we had, like, doubleheaders. That's a big Snickers bar.
Snickers bars are good. I don't know. You just feel... I think when it was originally made, it was supposed to be, like, a protein bar. And now it's just, like, sugary, so it's not.
They made, like, the Snickers protein bar, like, labeled it that. But,
yeah, those aren't good, though. I don't even know.
wishful thinking.
Yeah, I don't even think I tried one because it looked so bad. There's you got any honorable mentions?
I had fruit snacks as an honorable mention.
Ooh, ironically, I had fruit. I bring fruit in my bag sometimes. So same page, kind of. Similar health benefits.
To eat my fruit on the way to work, though. Big banana in the car guy.
Yeah, I don't like to eat on the train.
I get that. Sanitary reasons. People look at you.
Yeah, and it's just kind of gross.
Sanitary reasons.
Yeah. It really is all sanitary, but I don't like... But apples and oranges and bananas, I bring them with me and eat them at my desk.
What about cuties?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cuties, oranges, all of them. I don't discriminate. I like cuties, biggies, all the kinds. Anything, and also anything salty.
Saltines and peanut butter. So that's too messy for work.
Yeah, no.
That's an after work snack.
Like just something salty. Mm.
See, that's why I like my goldfish. I get the saltine goldfish.
Okay, all right. I think the other ones have a good amount of salt on them too, so I just eat those. But yeah. Or I'm just going to get like a thing of salt and put it next to my desk and just take shots of salt.
Here you go.
People will be like, dude, are you okay? I'll be like, yeah, I feel great. I feel great. Salt. Yeah. Like, I don't think salt has an effect on people. I don't care.
what is that again?
Are you sure it's salt? You're supposed to inject salt.
You're Googling it on the computer at work. Where to inject the salt?
I just make a nice saline solution and put it in my butt. I mean, like a shot in my butt. This has gone off the rails.
Sure, whatever you say, sir.
All right, let's jump into our interview. We got a good interview lined up for you guys here with Sam and Nia, and also a St. Thomas grad. Bye. Welcome on a good college friend of Charlie and myself's, Sam and Nia. Sam, welcome on.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Long time due.
Yeah, long time due for sure.
We're waiting for just the right episode. We want to be an even number, you know? Yeah. So we have to wait for 50.
You are on episode
absolutely.
50.
Absolutely.
We've almost been doing this a year now.
That's crazy. I mean, love listening to it. Happy to be here.
Hey, we're happy to have you on. So... I'll start out with the first question that we ask everyone. You should know what's coming. But what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? Doesn't have to be specific to either of us, but at least one of us.
Preferably. Favorite Charlie and Me moment. I'm going to go with a recent one.
Uh-oh.
It just pops into my mind right away. New Year's Eve was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Celebrating New Year's with a couple friends here, and Doug and I end up going to a bar at like 2 a.m., and who do we run into but little drunk Charlie.
I love it.
Great surprise. It was awesome. Came over to my place, had a great time. He disappeared in the middle of the night, got home safely, obviously, because I'm talking to him right now.
He's good, yeah.
What an adventure.
It's just the two kind of guys you are, just happy, always happy to see you guys.
Oh, we're always happy to see you as well. Yeah, I remember that Charlie called me that night 3 or 4 times, and I remember picking up on one of them and being like, yeah, it's right here. Here's the address. And then he's like, no, where's the address? And it was like, because you literally live like 2 blocks from my friend's house.
There's a giant-ass hill in between.
There's a big hill, but...
I found some stairs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All he had to do was go up some steps, and he was basically there. And he's like, no, I don't know where I am. And I was like, dude, I bet you're pretty close. Because I knew you guys lived close, so I was like, just stay there, then. What's it matter? but yeah, it was funny. Unfortunately, I didn't make it to that bar.
You already had a fun night, from what I could tell.
Yeah, I was doing great. But that is funny. I was thinking about that too, but before we called you. But it's nice to hear Charlie kind of get talked about for being drunk, because I feel like I'm the only one that gets talked about for being drunk. So
there you go. I got some drunk grand stories I'm sure I could recall.
That's okay. I mean, I appreciate the one you presented.
we might run into some later.
We could come back to those in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
First one, though, first real question. Spring training is officially done. So, what are your official Milwaukee Brewers predictions for the year?
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, Oh, man. That's a tough one. I mean, the Brewers, the NL Central is going to be a top to the division this year. I feel like
probably the hardest.
I think it's going to be pretty simple straight, you know.
Every
I think
team
there's one
better.
Clear favorite here.
Are you a Cubs fan too?
Oh yeah, we're both Cubs fans.
Oh yeah.
That's disappointing. I hate to hear that. But I mean, every team got better. The Reds got a lot better.
Yep.
Cardinals got better. The Pirates, but Brewers got better. Every team played well last year. It's going to be a tough race, but you know I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Brewers on top at the end of the year, just like last year.
How many wins is that?
I'm going to go with. Did I go with over 100?
Ooh,
I can't.
You just said how tough the division was going to be.
I'm thinking.
I can't say that. I'm going to say 95.
Ooh. That's
Wait,
good.
Did say 85 or 95?
He said 95.
95.
Okay, I was going to say 85 is not going to win the division.
85 won't win the division.
Yeah, 95 could do it.
I'm thinking the Cubs will have 97.
Well, I'm going 98 then.
Oh, ooh. Coming in strong. You putting any future bets in on that?
You want to bet Brewers Cubs win total straight up for $5? I'm in. Let's do it right now.
Win total straight up. $5.
Grant's got like 2 weeks left to gamble, so.
I have 2 weeks left to gamble until I have to get a tattoo for my losses.
I'm his bookie and I'm coming cracking.
He's cracking knees. I'm going to say Cubs on, I'm drawing the line at 96.5.
I was going to say 96. I think Cubs are going to get 96 wins. So
I think you have to pick a half number because if they actually land on it.
Yeah, so I'd take under 96 and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to take under, yeah.
You take the under?
I'm saying they don't even break 90.
Okay, so I would win $10 and you guys would each win 5.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
All right.
I'm in.
All right, deal. We can all shake on it.
That's awesome.
That's
thanks
fun.
For calling in. Thanks.
Yeah, that's all we needed. Now I don't have to gamble again for a while. No, love it. I think, well, the Cubs are going to be great, so that's exciting. Also, I live a couple blocks from Wrigley now, so you got to come visit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd love to watch the little Brewers Cubs action at Wrigley.
Yeah, I've never been to Wrigley. I really want to go.
You gotta make it down, man. It'll be fun. Yeah, I'll go up there for a game. I mean, I always do, and then you'll have to come down here, and we'll see which one's better. I have a feeling which one is, but
I've never gone to a game in Milwaukee.
I don't know. I've been to more games in Miller Park than I've ever been any other stadium.
Yeah, it's Miller Park is such a fan friendly stadium. I mean, the tailgating experience is awesome.
Yes.
When you guys come up here, gotta go full out, full tailgate.
Pretty much anytime I'm up there in the summer, I always go to a game.
It's a great, great park. But they are changing the name in 2 years, which is just disappointing.
To what, Pabst Blue Ribbon Park?
Happy Still Beer, right?
They don't. American Family Insurance is the name sponsor. They haven't come out with an official name, but they bought the naming rights, which is just. I mean, that's
okay.
That's a blow. That's a blow into the entire city.
That really sucks. But if they change it to like American Park, that'd be kind of badass.
Yeah, if it's just American Park, like, yeah, we're fucking America. Like, yeah, okay, come on.
That'd be awesome.
Just name it America.
Just not even Park. Just America.
Ooh, just America. Welcome. Ooh.
I'm going to America.
All the Dominicans there would love it. I love it.
We would recruit talent that way.
Big time. Oh, we're going to America. No green card needed, just a visa. So, moving on from that, you live with Doug. Many people listen to this know Doug. Doug's Doug. There's no better way to explain it.
We chant Doug a lot.
Yep, perfect. Doug is Doug.
Doug. But... What was it like living with Doug? Because you lived with him in college and also out of college.
Yes, I did. He's a great roommate. We never have any rifts between us. We always get along. I mean, drunk Doug is a sight to see. It's entertaining. It's always entertaining. Some good stories there. I'm sure you guys have a bunch of them too.
Oh, we got plenty.
Track parties and all that good stuff. But yeah, he's a great roommate. Love living with him. He's moved on to a better roommate, his girlfriend, unfortunately.
Oh.
But I mean, obviously very happy for him.
Yes, he's
happy, so I'm happy.
Yeah, you just weren't putting up for him or putting.
Yeah, I wasn't putting out enough.
Yeah.
So kind of a follow up to that, There's one party that really sticks out in my head in college. It was our track outdoor conference party our freshman year, sort of in your junior year, I believe. What do you remember anything special about that night?
Was I even there?
I think that's the best part. I think that now that I think about it, before we asked this question, I thought that through. You weren't there. You went home for the weekend, from what I remember.
So that was at our house, right?
Yeah. The best part of it all.
Yeah. So yeah, I was super. That was Mother's Day weekend, for sure.
Yeah. It always is.
And me, home for Mother's Day to surprise our mom, and I get like pictures, texts, calls from people at her house. I'm like, oh shit, I'm not there. What the hell? But apparently, it was a great party.
Yeah, it was a really good time. I put on a football helmet at one point in time and like ran into something, and then I lost my hat at that party. And then Doug shows up to the locker room like a couple weeks later wearing it, and I was like, yeah, I guess it's just a casualty. It's not mine anymore. But I think the funniest part about it for me is I remember sitting on the bus, and I was sitting near Doug, and Doug just decides to text all of his roommates last minute, like 30 minutes before we're all going to be back, and go, hey, we're throwing OCP at my house. I think the only guy there was Stern.
Yeah, I've heard the story. Stern
was like on a date.
Yeah, no, Stern was like out all day then.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like passed out. It was passed out from drinking way too much. He was just taking, but he was still, a little tipsy.
Yeah.
And Doug wakes him up and like, hey, Stern, we're having a party. And Stern just like immediately picks up his beer and starts like cheering like he's all excited. Little happy Stern. That's another great sight to see.
Oh yeah, happy Stern is hysterical. Another good thing about your house, and I remember this very distinctly, is one time I was over there, random Saturday, drinking some beer, and I just started helping your landlord fix Doug's Doug's door or something like that. I literally just started helping your landlord.
Oh man, awesome guy. He was an awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was so angry though. Like he's just an angry guy.
He put up a. Put up with a lot with us, and
oh yeah,
lucky he didn't kick us out at any point. But yeah, it was a great house. I mean, great times, great there,
great fire pit.
So many great stories. So this is a timely question, and I hope you're prepared.
But 'tis the season.
It's the season for Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
So what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mint. I mean, no doubt about it.
All right, I'm
no
on the same page. Thin Mint all day.
You guys are so basic.
God. Yeah, we are basic.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Touche. I'm with that all the way.
But it's very broken. It's probably not even in my top three.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not my top three. Peanut butter cookie, tag along, shortbread. Boom, 1, 2, 3.
I only buy your top three?
Oh, my. Oh.
You got terrible taste buds.
Can I recant my favorite Charlie and Me moment seeing Charlie after hearing that?
Yeah, you can take it back. I'll redact it, and we won't even have that portion of the interview.
So what's your favorite Charlie and Me story?
Beep. Yeah, it's just like 3 minutes of a beep.
Rewind.
Yeah. Your program has been interrupted by this important announcement.
Yeah. The Cubs will win 96.5 games. Oh, I love it.
All right, time to wrap up the question part. With the famous tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it?
Oh, that's a tough one because I'm not a tattoo person by any means. So
we aren't really either, but I have to get one.
Neither is Grant, but he's getting ready for one.
What are you getting?
So I lost a bet last year. We did a bracket challenge, which I'm sure we'll invite everyone to this year. We might lower the stakes a little bit. Essentially, I was supposed to either – I had to take the ACT, and then I was studying for another exam.
No, he just chickened out.
And, I just kind of ran out of time. So Charlie and I made the proposition that if I get ACT tattooed on my ass, I don't have to worry about it anymore, and I will have paid my bet. So I have to get tattooed – I have to get that tattooed on my butt. Pretty excited about it.
I'm pretty sure my younger brother is taking the ACT like next weekend. I could probably just swap you in for him. I mean, we can make it happen.
I'm in. If he needs someone to take it for me, he's might do about 16, but
hey, he'll take it.
Love it. So you got no ideas? Not even like Charlie's face on your face?
Oh, yeah, back to my tattoo. I would definitely have to go with, like, Doug Sucks on my right ass cheek. I mean, yes. You gotta do it.
That's a perfect one. I love it. Yes. Doug Sucks on your right ass cheek.
I mean, that was probably chanted more times than any of us can even.
I think my favorite part of it was Doug started most of them.
Oh, yeah.
or he just wouldn't be there.
Yeah, like, he wasn't even near us, and he just started chanting it.
We don't say, like, Doug Sucks, and then we're like, Doug's not even here.
I love it. All right, well, bumping the spelling bee here. You know the rules. I'll give you or Charlie a word, and he gets to spell it. If he spells it wrong, you get it, and same with you. And then the last round, you each get your own. So, Charlie, your first word is conscience.
Oh, sweet. Conscience.
That's right. Wow. Hot start for Charlie.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Sam, your word is cemetery.
Cemetery.
Correct.
C-M.
Wait, go ahead. What'd you say?
C-E-M.
Yep.
Do you got that now?
I got it now, yeah.
C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y.
Ooh. Charlie, you can steal it for the win here, basically.
C-E-M-I-T-A-R-Y.
Well, no.
What?
There's no I. Oh, I got it. Can I go again?
No.
No.
C-E-M.
There's an N after the second E, right?
No, it's C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y.
Oh, it's not A-R-Y. Okay.
Close, but no cigar. All right. Charlie, if you get this one, you win. Accommodate.
Yeah. Accommodate?
Accommodate.
Accommodate. Let's give this one a go. A-C-C-O-M-I-D-A-T-E.
No.
Damn.
All right, Sam. This is
accommodate.
For this is for kissing your sister. You don't get to do that one. I'll get you a new one.
Oh.
This is for kissing your sister here. Rhythm.
I don't have a sister, so we're good.
Rhythm.
Oh, come on.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Yeah, let's see your rhythm on this word.
R. Oh, man. Little rhythm. R Y T H A M?
No.
Oh, miss the H. R Y H D. Or R Y H T M.
No, that's wrong too.
I told you, I'm terrible at spelling.
R H Y T H M.
Ah.
Wait, spell it again? R H Y T H. Okay, yeah.
Do you have any more?
I have one tiebreaker. The first one to get it wins. All right, ready? And you have to beep in. You have to say beep before you say it.
Okay.
Handkerchief.
Beep.
Ooh.
H A.
Wait. Did I lose that beep?
You did. I heard Charlie first.
Oh, not my. Oh, wow. I got the phone lag.
I guess.
We're both on lag.
You guys are both lagging, yeah. Handkerchief.
I have no idea how to spell it, so.
H A N K E R C H I E F.
That's wrong. All right, Sam, if you spell this right, you win outright.
That's how I was going to spell it. Let's see. Handkerchief. H A N C K R. No. Reset. H A N.
No, there's no resets in spelling these. The scripts and actual spelling. You're gone.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You're wrong either way.
Spell it for us.
H A N D K E R C H I E F.
There's a D in there.
Yeah, handkerchief.
D, man. F the English language.
It's not dumb. An easy one. It's not an easy one.
It's just dumb.
I'm protesting.
Yeah, that's a hard tie. I tried my best to make that someone's game right there.
Dang it.
Hey, you're not.
I'm not on a losing streak anymore.
Nope, you're on a tying streak.
I'm undefeated in spelling bees. Haven't lost ever.
I love it. All right, Sam. Thanks for coming on. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Anytime, man.
Hey,
anytime.
Go Cubs. 96 and a half. Wow. That was Sam rung in the New York Charlie.
So people who are really observant, you'll notice that some of those words were repeated, which makes our performance just all the more special for everyone.
Yeah, I actually didn't notice that, but I've realized that my Google searches have become like, what are good spelling bee words? And pretty much I'd be ashamed to show someone my browser history only for the fact that it's just like me looking up spelling words.
So you should be proud of that. Because then it would lead to, what's that for? I have a podcast.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's not a big deal.
CharlieMe.org.
CharlieMe.org, own the domain. Just paid for the renewal. So we got another year coming.
So look out, people. Coming. Everyone in. Used to blog.
Yeah. You want another 52 episodes? Because you're going to get them. You're going to get them.
Whatever you like it or not.
Yeah. So that is a good point, though. We are marking the year of the CharlieMe.org. That's a pretty big deal.
We had like 2 or 3 episodes before the org?
We had a couple. Then we realized we couldn't just text them to people because they couldn't receive it.
Back in the Stone Age.
Yeah, it was tough to text people that stuff.
We evolve.
Big J journalists, moving up now.
But this year we'll get on iTunes, maybe.
Yeah, this year we can get on iTunes.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
we're working on it.
Oh, gosh. Charlie, let's wrap it up with some quotes. You go ahead.
A good goal should scare you a little and excite you a lot. Joe Vitale.
That's good.
Get amped.
Scare you a little, excite you a lot. Mine is kind of about sex. Perhaps it's in our nature to recognize subconsciously the link between mortality and procreation. Between that is to say finite and infinite. And we are in fact driven by the reminder that of the one to seek out the other. Fuck, I messed it up.
I said you, yeah, that was not.
One more time. Perhaps it's in our nature to subconsciously link.